We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin's Apsat Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top. First word on the line is Hatzdaka V'lo Nobay Shaponim, end of that line. Omer Rav Shmuel Ban Achmeini, Omer Rav Yenison, Mai Dechsev, what's behind the pasuk that says, Amarti Ela B'tomar Oichazo B'tzansonov. Amarti, this is the Kosh Baruch Hu said, Ela B'tomar, I'll make Kiddush Hashem with the Tomar, with the Gans Klai Yisrael, El Yisrael. Yisrael is nimshala to a tamar, like it says in the Gemara, the ma tamar ein ze ein lo yel leiv echad kink bnei Yisrael. So Hashem says, "Amarti ela b'somar, I wanted to be have a kiddush Hashem with Gans Klal Yisrael that they all would not listen to the Nebuchadnezzar, and they all wouldn't go and do a avodah zarah. Oichazav sansonov, but actually over yod ela sansonach only one leaf, shachananya mashal one branch." Shachanayim Mishal V'Azariah. L'maisa, the Kiddush Hashem happened that day, only three people, Chanayim Mishal V'Azariah. Om Rav Yechon, what's found in the Pasuk like this? Pasuk says, Re'isi Halayla, V'hin, the Pasuk is Zechariah, it says, Re'isi Halayla, V'hin Ish Reichiv HaSus Odoim, I saw at night, and there's an Ish being Reichiv HaSus Odoim, V'oimid Bein HaAdasim HaSher V'Metzula, V'acharav Susim Adumim Sirukim U'Levonim. That's Loshon HaPasuk. What's Pshat? My re'isi halayla. What does it mean? I saw the night because Kosh Baruch Hu hapagas kol olam kuloi lelayla. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted because of this chait that of the Yisrael being mishtachav letzelem. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to really turn the whole world over lelayla. V'hine ish roichev ein ish ala Kosh Baruch Hu shnei Hashem ish becham Hashem shemoi al sus adam. It says re'isi halayla. We saw this happening and the ish, which means that Kosh Baruch Hu is roichev al sus adam. Because Kosh Baruch Hu hapech as olam kulo dam kimech nistakel bechananya mashal v'azaria diskara daita. We see that in the pasuk that once he saw that the tzitkis of chananya mashal v'azaria diskara daita. Shenema v'hu oimed ben hadasim asher b'metzula. Metzula is referring to Bavel, and hadasim are the tzaddikim. Hey hadasim are tzaddikim. Shenema v'hi oimed es hadasa. You see, the Esther was called hadasa because the tzad is called a hadasa. V'ein metzula. Hadas is a myrtle. Vei Metzula el Bavel. And Metzula is referring to Bavel. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, Ha'imer Letzula Charavi, that I'm going to destroy Bavel. It says, Ha'imer Letzula Charavi v'narisai Yechayvish. So this is the pasuk that's saying that Reisi Alayla v'hine Ishrechev Ashes Odoim Hu'imer Ben Hadas M'Shem Metzula. It says after that in the pasuk says Va'achrav Susim Adum Misrukim Levanim, which means like this: Miyad Meleim Reigis Nas Misrukim Adumim. The anger which turned into red, na'asu levonim, turned white. That horse turned white. The ish reichev, it says, ish reichev, asus adam, turned white, the horse turned white. Amar papa, and that's a siman that Hashem changed his mind. Kav yachol. Amar papa, shema mino, susach yura ma'alechem. It's seen here that a white horse is a good omen in a dream. Mashenkin, a red horse is not a good omen. Zokta Gemara Vaita, whatever happened to Chananya, Mishael, Va'azaria after this Maisa, after they got saved from this Kifshon Ha'esh, from this big fire, and they left alive, what happened to them? Where'd they go? Rabbanon Lahechi Oslo, where'd they go? Omar Rav, Ba'ayin Hara, Meisu. They died Ba'ayin Hara, because people looked at them, they came out as this Nes, and they died from Ayin Hara. Shmuel Amar Baroik Tavu. They drowned in the roik that it says before, right before, in the end of last year, that the other people, the Umas Olam, was telling Klai, so look at your God, how he saved Chanayim Shal Azariah, and you're not serving Hashem, you're serving the Havad Zara, and they made fun of them. And for all the spit that they made fun of them, they drowned in that spit. So Mashal says, it sounds like a czar, it sounds a little wild to say that they died in the spit. So he says a little different pshat. He says, by carrot, they died in order that the Umas Olam should stop making fun. That's what it means. Baroik Tavu means because they were making fun, so Hashem took their lives that they shouldn't, that the Umas Olam shouldn't have any more this remembrance that, oh, look at them, they got saved, and look how big your God is, and make fun of Klal Yisrael. So that means Baroik Tavu according to the Mashal. Rav Yechon says that. They married Noshim, Ali, the Bonavonis. They had sons and daughters. It's like a time, really. They died in a row. They died in the spit of the Umas Olam. Like we said, the pshat, the pasuk pshat, and we said that which is Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is ba'isam roik shirok umos oylam b'Yisrael sheimer lo yikak kazeh yesh lochem mishdach v'motzelim. And we said the Marsha, who argues on Rashi, says that's a little zar and says it means because they shouldn't do it anymore. V'chamarim olur tov noshu noshu v'li de bonam v'anish nemar, like it says in the pasuk, that we find that in Eretz Yisrael together with Yeshua Kohen Gadol. What were Chanai Moshe Vazaria? What do you see? That says in the pasuk, Shema no Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Ata v'riyecha Yeshua v'necha ki anchei meifes heima. So who's this anchei meifes? Ezu ev anoshim shenaslam meifes. Avayim ze Chanai Moshe Vazaria. So akaponim, that was a riot. They moved there to Shul. So three pshatim. What happened to Chanai Moshe Vazaria? Now where was Daniel? We know that there was four. Yeladim, at one point, they were Yeladim, they came to serve Nebuchadnezzar. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel. And Daniel made it very big in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. Atkei kach, the Nebuchadnezzar actually turned Daniel into a god himself. And so where was he? By this story is that Nebuchadnezzar made a tzelem, and he called everyone down, made a huge party, and Klal Yisrael bowed down to it, but Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah did not want to. What happened to Daniel? What did he do? Did he bow down or not? So the Teretz is, he was not here. He was not here. Nebuchadnezzar sent him away. But Daniel, where did he go? Omarav, Lemichra, Nahar, Rav, Batvarya. Nebuchadnezzar sent him away. He sent him to dig a Nahar in Tveria. That means everyone's going to be moided. Nebuchadnezzar sent him away somewhere to do Avodah Samalach. What was his job? What to do? So Rav said they sent him to make a nahar in Tveria. Shmuel Amalah Suya Bizrael Espasta to bring certain food, espasta for the animals. Rav Yechon Amar sent him overseas to get him this. Rav Yechon Amalah Suya Chazir Lachsan Yishom Mitzrayim. They sent him to get chazerim from Alexandria because there were very good chazerim there. So Mara asked, "What do you mean? You cannot get any of Atayu and Brisa? You can't get chazerim out of Mitzrayim?" But Tayyun Tabraisa Tudus Arayfi Aimer Ain Para of a Chazer Yotza Melachzan Yisrael Mitzrayim. They don't let a cow or a Chazer out of Alexander Yisrael Mitzrayim Shein Chatucha Meim Shlo without cutting at their uterus. In this way, they can't reproduce because the cows and pigs over there are very, very good, very big. And they did not let them out of Mitzrayim. They wanted exclusive in Mitzrayim to have such animals. So you could not find one. Adam Mitzrayim Shein Chatuchim Eim Shalom. That price was brought down the guy by the Hilchos Treifus that when you take out a uterus, it still could live. But still, Shloi Teilet, she didn't have a birth. So how could Daniel go bring back Chazerim L'Chaira? They can't leave without Chatuchim Eim. And what would be the point? The point was to bring Chazerim to have more Chazerim. So tomorrow, Zutri Icy Bloy Tau. You can bring small ones without their da. So Rashi learns the part is, because they don't chap that you're doing with Puri Rivya. They're so small, they let you take it out. But the Yad Rama says that small, you can sneak it out. You can sneak them out, like upon us the Yad Rama learns. In any case, someone asked me a question, a good question. The Lechair, we know that Alexandria, Nebuchadnezzar was Moshe of a keeper. So over here, why do you have to sneak it out? He captured the whole world. He was in control of the whole world. So why couldn't you just get it that way? You have to know maybe it's a different time. Akapadam, that's a question. Why did he have permission to get it out? He was in control of the whole world at that time. Okay. Torah bottom. It says Daniel was out of the area, and therefore he didn't have the nesoyon of the bowing down to the Nebuchadnezzar, the Talmud of Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we know that.
I know that we know. You're asking the question about not that he might as well keep it.
Ask him.
No, it's not the question. No. Well, what did he give a secret? That's why he took out the thing? No, but where is the kasha? The more is the kasha. He says, I'll take it out. What was the kasha?
Right, so he said he did it in a way that people would think that it wasn't allowed to.
Ah, okay. He said he did it in a way. Well, let's see why. Okay. I'm not sure exactly. But he's saying that he did it in a way he wanted. It had to be legal because he wanted people to know that he sent him. Right? That's the vote. He wanted to be legal so people should know that he sent him. And the Rebbe asked, how is it legal? That's he's saying? That's the pshat? Huh?
No, it didn't sound like it's illegal for him to take it out. He did it. That's why he wasn't there.
Tell him about him. So we're going to see exactly why Nebuchadnezzar sent away Daniel. We'll see that very soon, momentarily. But Nebuchadnezzar sent away Daniel on purpose. And we'll see that everyone was Ba'isa Eitzah, that he shouldn't be there. There were three Ba'isa Eitzah to make sure Daniel was not there at the time. Each one had a vested interest that they was not there. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, all did not want to be there. In order that people shouldn't say that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah got saved because of Daniel. Because Daniel also wouldn't have done Avodah Zarah. He would have thrown him in the fire also. And everyone would have said they got saved because of Daniel. Daniel didn't want to be here because Daniel was scared that maybe he would get burnt. You know why? Because in some ways, Daniel was considered Avodah Zarah, because like we said, Nebuchadnezzar treated Daniel like a god. And therefore, Daniel maybe was worried that he would be like Psyllei HaMasurveish. Even though, of course, it's not Pashup Shat for a lot of different reasons. First of all, it wasn't his fault. And second of all, because a person cannot become a Psyll, like something that's alive, even cannot become Psyllei HaMasurveish. But the Maisa, he was worried he would get killed for that reason. And Nebuchadnezzar, Amar Yezel Din V'Halcha L'Leimru Kal Yel Elehei Benura. They said, Daniel, better leave here because people will say that you're killing your god, Benura. Manayin the Sagalei. How do you know that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel? It says in the Pasuk, Badain Malka Nebuchadnezzar Nofel Alapayu V'Daniel Sagat. He fell on his face and bowed down to Daniel. Al-Kapanim, so that's why Daniel was not here and Nebuchadnezzar sent him away, because Nebuchadnezzar didn't want to have this whole situation where he'll have to throw his own god into the fire. Says Vayit in the pasuk, in regarding something else, regarding the Viyas Sheker. Says Koyamah Hashem Tzivakoyis L'Kei Yisrael El Achav Ben Koyloyo. This is not Achav Ben Omri, who was a king of Israel. Someone else. Achav was a Navi Sheker. This is a very big Rishoyim. El Achav Ben Koyloyo Vel Tzitkiyo Ben Maasaya Hanibon Lachem B'Shmi Sheker Hinin Noisin Noisin B'Yad Nevuchanetzah Melech Bavel V'Hikim Leinayim. The Nevuah came to Yirmiyo that these two Nevi Sheker will land up in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, and he's going to take care of them. And it says in the pasuk that Velugach Mahem Klala L'Chol Golos Yehuda Asher B'Bavel Leimor Yisimcha Hashem Kitzikiyo Ka'achav. It'll be like a klala. That if you want to give someone a klala, good klala, you say Hashem should make you like a tzikiyo ka'achav. Asher Kolam Melech Bavel Beish. That Melech Bavel killed them Beish. So it says in the pasuk Asher Kolam, not Asher Sarfam. What does that mean? Nebuchadnezzar burnt these Nevi Sheker like kloyos, like wheat kernels, which is a much more painful type of being burnt. They got burnt to a crisp from the outside, and they were still alive from the inside. That's how they got burnt. The pasuk says, why? Why do they deserve this? They were mezana with the wives of their friends. And they said a lie. The pastor says they did terrible things. What did they do? My Ovid. So Ben Yehuda speaks out. First of all, they were mezana with their friends' wives. But at the way, when they got killed, this was the story. My Ovid. Also, Bnei Barat and Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Amalah, Koyama Hashem. Instead of a Nevuah. Koyama Hashem, Hashmi El Tzidkiya. Listen to Tzitzkiyah, to Mizanah of Tzitzkiyah. V'tzitzkiyah amah koyam ha'ashem ha'shmi l'achav. L'fet ha'shmish. Also, so she was a little suspicious. Also, v'amr li la'avua. She went and said to her father that these Nevi'im, I say Nevi'im, that Hashem Mizanah with them. Amah lo, it doesn't make sense. L'him sh'leilu soyne zima. Who? He doesn't like zima. Ki osu l'gabach, when they come back to you, shadrin l'gabach, send them to me. Ki osu l'gabach, when they came to her, to Mizanah with her, shadrin l'gabach. She sent them to her father. Amalahu, Madam Lachun Uchain. Who told you that? Amru Akarish Baruch Hu. So Ruchan said back, Chananiah Mishael v'Azariah Shaltinu. I asked Chananiah Mishael v'Azariah, Amalahu Yosur. It's an Osur thing. Amalaya, na mi Nevi'im Kavaisayu. We're also Nevi'im. Lididu, Loy Amma. They didn't get the Nevuah. Loy Amalahu. Lididon, Amalah. We got the Nevuah. Amalahu, Anah Be'ina Devikinu Kehecha Devikinu Chananiah Mishael v'Azariah. He's such a great Nevi'im, like Chananiah Mishael v'Azariah. Let me throw you into the fire like them. I threw them into the fire, and they made it through. Let me throw you in. Amalahu Inun Tlas Ava. There were three, so it's a big schos, but not three, only two. Amalahu Kei Baruchu L'Chayin. Pick a third person, I'll throw them in as well. Baruchu Man Debayis Tzubah Daichu, anyone together with you, and I'll throw them in also. Amalahu Yeshua Kein Gadol. Shulchan Gadol is someone I would hold that has big schos. Savri, Leisei Yeshua is not for schos from Magan Alon. He has a big schos and he'll protect us. Achasinu, they sent in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua was in Eretz Yisrael. They sent a messenger to Yisrael and they brought him down. Shadinu to Bavel. So what happened was they threw him into the fire. Shadinu threw him into the fire. Inu ikli, they got burnt to a crisp. They died. Yeshua can call the ikhuchu mani. His clothing got burnt. Shinemar vayareini es Yeshua kain gadol im b'fnei melech Hashem v'chsev. And it says in the pasuk after that vayuim. That's Zechariah Gimel Aleph. Zechariah pasuk Bey says vayuim Hashem al satan yigar Hashem b'cha al satan v'yigar Hashem b'cha abayichem v'shlaim aloy zeh ud mutzul meich. And who's this piece of wood that's saved from age? That's Yeshua, who got burnt a little bit. So that's what happened. Amalei Yedana the tzaddikat. So Rebbe has told Yeshua, you know, I see you're a big tzaddik. You say you got saved. That's pretty big. Elamai time a hani be porta nura. Elamai, your clothing got burnt. Chadayim shov azari lehani reklan. Nothing happened. Amalei inut klosahava. There were three. Man, alchad. I'm one. Amalei Avram yachad hava. Avram was yachad and he got saved. Hashem loy haver Hashem ba'adei. There was no other Hashem with him. Me, I have Hashem with me. Loy sar v'shus lenura. Hocha haver Hashem ba'adei. He had Hashem with me, so the nura had a power. V'sar v'shus lenura. Harin damrinchi trei udi v'isha. Two dry pieces of firewood. V'chad retiva and one wet one. Uktun yivisha l'retiva. The yivisha will burn the retiva. That's why I got burnt a little bit. Now the Gemara says that's a good teretz to be doicha Rav Chanan. What's takap shat? Why was his clothing burnt? Why? My time in the Rav Papa Sheibonav Noisim Noshim Shein Aguna Sukuna, because he married off his sons, he married him off, but his sons married wives Shein Aguna Sukuna. But Micha Ben Minai wasn't Micha. Shnemar VYeshua Yelavish Begavim Tzayim. Because Yeshua Yelavish Begavim Tzayim. When the Kagan we are Begavim Tzayim. And Malamish Sheibonav Noisim Noshim Shein Aguna Sukuna. Leib Micha Ben Minai, not Micha. Salak upon him, that is how, that's the story with the Tuna Via Sheka, who got burnt to a crisp because they were Rishon and then Mazana with the Sheikh Avraham.